Dominic, here's one from Eric Nolan. Would a rogue planet, a planetar, be actually visible? He's talking about planets that can be booted out of their own system and just wander aimlessly through space. How does this happen? Can it happen? And would we be able to see them? Because presumably they don't produce any light.
Yes, we think there are quite a lot of objects like this. We think solar systems form and then often many of the smaller planets will get thrown out by the larger planets. And one reason why we think that is that a lot of the solar systems that we've seen around other stars have Jupiter-sized planets very close in to their host stars. And it's absolutely impossible to form Jupiter-sized planets there. So these planets must have formed in the outer parts of these solar systems and then spiralled in. And as they spiralled in, they would have thrown out any smaller planets that they spiralled past. So there probably are a large number of lonely planets just lying out in outer space, nowhere near any stars. Unfortunately, they are virtually impossible to see, and we have no idea how many, because there's nothing to light them up. They're cold, they're dark.
And let's hope that they're not heading this way. Dominic, thank you. We're fast approaching the end of The Naked Scientist for this week. Diana O'Carroll will be with us shortly for our question of the week, when we've been finding out, what is that funny smell that you smell after it has been raining? It's a very fresh, very distinctive post-rain smell, but what makes it happen?